welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Getting ready, preparing my notes for the upcoming courses. You want to tell the listeners about those?
Yeah, we have courses coming up. The Cleveland Clinic in April 20th and 21st. If you Google Cleveland Clinic Primary Care Evidence-Based Medicine Update, I'll be teaching there with Gary Ferencik, and who's an internist from Michigan State. I've taught with for a long time. Terrific teacher. And John Hickner, who's the chair of family medicine at the Cleveland Clinic. Again, terrific teacher. We've been doing this for about 15 years now, and really enjoy working together. And then you and I and John and Gary will be out in Maryland in June 21st through the 23rd. And if you go to www.mdafp.org, you can learn more about that course. We don't make any more money if we see more people there. We just like to see you and have a good time going through all the poems from the past couple of years. And we would love to see some of our listeners show up and meet you in person.
Excellent. Good chance for you to give us some feedback on these podcasts and how we could do this better. So hopefully you'll be able to get to either Cleveland or Maryland. As for this this week's poem, we're going to talk today about H. pylori. H. pylori was identified in 1982. Gastric organisms were first observed more than 100 years ago. In 1982, Warren and Marshall cultured H. pylori. It was the first time it was cultured. The organism now known to all of us to be a cause of gastritis, peptic ulcers, and gastric adenocarcinoma. These are the spiral-shaped gram-negative bacteriums. They produce urease. They're very mobile. They've got this incredible ability to stick and grasp onto gastric epithelium. These factors all allow it to survive and proliferate in what would otherwise be a very hostile environment in the stomach. There are lots of regimens to treat this bug. The triple and quadruple therapy, as far as I know, there's no clear one optimal therapeutic regimen, but lots of different options. So the question is, now that we can eradicate the bacterium, we go back and look at what is the relationship with symptoms. So this is an article that Mark chose this week, taken from the Archives of Internal Medicine. The article asks a very basic question. Is H. pylori eradication more effective than placebo, specifically in decreasing symptoms of functional dyspepsia? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was a study done in Brazil. Don't see a lot of Brazilian studies, so that's kind of cool. And they recruited patients from primary care and from the general public, which is good because the dyspepsia seen by gastroenterologists is, as you can imagine, typically a lot worse, a lot longer standing, a lot more complicated than that we see in primary care. So they found 400 people who were positive for H. pylori, and they all had functional dyspepsia. And so that means they had things like fullness after meals, early satiety, epigastric pain or burning, and they had these things for at least 6 months. And they scoped them all. None of them had any structural disease like erosions or ulcers or gastritis. And they also excluded anyone whose predominant symptoms were heartburn or reflux, or who'd been previously treated for H. pylori. So in the end, they had a group of patients with dyspepsia who didn't have reflux, and they did have HP infection, and they had a normal scope. They randomized them to omeprazole plus either placebo or HP eradication, and they eradicated using amoxicillin and clarithromycin for 10 days. So half the group got omeprazole plus eradicated the HP. The other half just got the omeprazole. And they followed them for 12 months, and the primary outcome was whose symptoms were decreased by at least 50%. So, a significant, I'm feeling a lot better kind of thing. And that was seen in half of the omeprazole patients, 37% of the placebo patients, so a number needed to treat of about 8. So, not a home run, but, significant statistically and clinically significant benefit. They also asked them kind of a global, do you feel better question, and it was similar. Number needed to treat of about 9. So So I think the bottom line is that it might make sense to test more of our patients who have functional dyspepsia for H. pylori and to give antibiotic therapy to those with positive results. The authors enrolled primary care patients with functional dyspepsia who are positive for HP, and they did find more, improvement. Now, they excluded the people who had reflux as their predominant symptom. And, you know, the number needed to treat wasn't huge, but it's a relatively inexpensive, time-limited 10-day amoxicillin and clarithromycin and omeprazole thing to treat it.
With these kind of studies, it's great to see them using the kinds of patients that we're dealing with in our practice. And you made that point, but it is nice to see that. But do they do a follow-up, a test of cure in these patients?
They did not, and that would be it's more of an issue when you have a confirmed ulcer, what I do in my practice, if I have somebody with uncomplicated dyspepsia, they're under age 50, I will test for H. pylori, and if it's positive, I'll treat them. If they're not doing better in 3 or 4, 5 weeks, maybe haven't come back. I typically haven't come back 4 to 6 weeks. If they're doing better, terrific. If they're not, then you have a choice. You can either test with like a urea breath test, if that's fairly convenient and inexpensive, and confirm the cure. About 20% of people won't be cured by the initial course of antibiotics. So you can check that. If that says, yeah, we got rid of the H. pylori, but they're still symptomatic, those patients may benefit from referral for endoscopy. If it says, no, the H. pylori is still there, then you might try another round of treatment before moving on to the endoscopy.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See ya.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.